Chapter 13, Clothes. Money is not everything, but it sure makes life a lot easier. And with more choices and freedom, Lane Kawaoka. Your freedom plan. As the wealth elevator ascends, you stop trading time for money and you let money do the work for you. Why? Freedom. What that looks like is as an individual as you are. Will you quit your job to explore your passion? Will you keep working knowing that you do it for yourself and for the love of the job? Will you travel the world or start a new hobby? Find ways to give back or reboot yourself professionally to get to the penthouse? Or will you simply live life without frantically doing things to stay productive and chill for once and enjoy? Now that you know how to ride up and down the elevator, you are on the path to whatever floor you choose. Instead of wondering how you can save for retirement, finance your kids' college fund, and take care of your elderly parents, you can change your thoughts. Wow, this stuff really works. I'm on my way to financial freedom. I have a way to easily pay for my kids' college tuition. I can take care of my parents as they age. I can create financial freedom for my life and my family. My spouse and I have the freedom to quit our jobs and never work again. We have strategies to never pay taxes again, legally. We can leave wealth for our kids and future generations if they learn the methods we pass to them. We can focus on what we care about in the world. We can leave a legacy for the future, or at the very least, we have a plan to move forward and we feel comfortable living out our days and enjoying the journey there. As you move up the wealth elevator, your mindset completely changes. You start to take an alternative path to investing. You see how you can move along a fast track to wealth. You find others who can become part of your new hui, your investment community. You are ready to set your goals and find your joy. My joy in Huntsville. I found my joy in October of 2022. I was walking through our first development, the Chase Creek Apartments in Huntsville, Alabama. Construction had just finished, and we were doing a tour for all the investors. Everybody was admiring the flooring, the furniture, the free latte machine. I took a deep breath of that new building smell, amazed by what we had created together. It had taken the team 2 years to build that asset, and on the bottom rungs of that team were construction engineers, a role I myself had done professionally. I had come full cycle, and now I was the owner, investor of other people's sweat equity. As I stood there taking it in, my wife came through the front door holding our 15-month-year-old daughter. When my baby saw me, her chubby face lit up with the biggest grin. And in that moment, looking around, I saw more than just a building, more than just a great return on my cash. I saw the entire 4-year college tuition for my baby girl. Done. Heck, that deal made enough return for each of our 150 investors to pay for 1 year of tuition at the most expensive private college in the United States. Keep your momentum. I've shown you the secret passageway to wealth, the wealth elevator system. You know that each floor looks like and how to get there. If you want to reach and stay on the third floor, you can. If you want to scale up to the penthouse or even the rooftop, you can. We have the plan. Now what's going to stop you? One of the underlying themes throughout the book and what I see my clients get hung up on is trying to get enough momentum to get off the beaten path and break away from social norms. The whole path of buying a house, going to college, working for 40 years and investing in traditional investments. We're talking about the idea of self-directing, both in investing and in life. We need to take control and self-direct our lives. It's like driving a car. Sometimes we just turn on the radio and unconsciously listen to whatever's playing. Instead, we choose what we want to listen to and what we want to fill our minds with. We need to be aware of the social conventions we're supposed to follow and consciously choose to self-direct our lives. It's all about getting out of your comfort zones and taking control of your journey. Not many people do. If you do come to our events and interact with our community, you see that there are alternative thinkers out there who are self-directing their way to a different financial path. When you join our community, our HUI, you'll notice a big mindset difference from other investment communities. Within our group, we have two main personality types. The first is the questioning type, always asking why and seeking alternative paths. I fall into this category myself. For example, when I started as a new investor, I questioned why should I put all my money in traditional investments and settle for 6 to 8% returns that go up and down like a roller coaster. when I could make much more with rental properties and later syndications, which also offered more consistency and tax advantages. The other personality type we have are the rule followers, who make great employees and are important for society. However, sticking to the beaten path and following social norms won't necessarily lead to financial success. If your parents were frugal with their money, chances are you'll end up in a similar comfortable situation. But man, will it take forever, and you'll never move past the third floor to complete financial freedom. The truth is that starting can be the hardest part. Don't let your momentum fall. Get in the wealth elevator and start working your way up. I'm happy to offer a gift conversation about how to apply the wealth elevator concepts to your investing journey. Join me via the form at thewealthelevator.com/club and we'll jump on a Zoom call. All it takes is that first investment, that first leap of faith. In no time, you'll be free from the grind. You'll stop working for your money and start investing in experiences. You'll be able to pursue your passion and build a legacy for yourself and your family. It's not easy, but it is simple, and it starts now. And with that, I wanted to thank you all for listening to my book. We have some Wealth Elevator gift resources for you folks. You can access them at thewealthelevator.com/book resources, or just shoot our team an email at team@thewealthelevator.com. If you want to continue to keep the momentum up, I suggest checking out my podcast, The Wealth Elevator, found on iTunes, Google Play, YouTube Podcasts, and also check out my YouTube channel if you're more of a visual learner on there, also found at The Wealth Elevator. About the author, Lane Kawaoka is a professional real estate investor with a portfolio worth more than $2.1 billion. His Huido Pipeline Club has syndicated over $186 million in private real estate since 2016. Lane is responsible for finding investment opportunities, doing analysis and marketing for his various funds. He has spearheaded and invested in rental properties, syndications, private funds, and entire real estate portfolios. As owner of Crowdfund Aloha, thewealthelevator.com, and REI Aloha, he is committed to serving working professionals who want a better path to financial freedom. He has pioneered accredited investor banking and tax mitigation strategies, creating a holistic system for accelerating wealth. An engineer by profession, Lane became a real estate millionaire by the age of 31 and left his engineering job by age 35. He has coached more than 15,000 investors in the Wealth Elevator system, partnering with his investors who are too busy to mess with tenants, toilets, and termites, coaching clients at anywhere from $10,000 to $25,000 to their monthly cash flow, some hitting passive incomes as high as $600,000 a year. 80% of his coaching clients become repeat investors, growing their net worth to the millions and beyond. Using his blueprint, members reach financial freedom in 4 to 7 years. Lane also seeks to serve average investors through his passion project, the free podcast and online learning resource, thewealthelevator.com, which reaches an audience of well over 1 million. His mission is to help hardworking professionals get out of the rat race, one free strategy call at a time. He has also spread his message through his best-selling first book, The Journey to Simple Passive Cashflow, Real Estate Investing for the Working Professional. Lane has a BS in industrial engineering and master's in civil engineering and construction management from the University of Washington. He lives in Hawaii with his wife and daughter. And that is the end of the book, The Wealth Elevator, Real Estate Syndications, Accredited Investor Banking, and Tax Strategies for the First Generation Millionaires by Lane Kawaoka. We hope you have enjoyed this program.